Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell, Ray Chung, and Matt Cole. Also, Bucky, the executive producer, and the producer, Luis Gomez. You can check us out on all your social media networks.
Anyway, so I found a picture of him. I painted, like, shitty MS Paint, like, bullseye on his head, and I put it on Facebook.
Oh.
And
so now he's coming after you and all your friends.
Okay. Coming at me for $1.8 million.
Not figured that.
Oh, shit, man. How you been, dude? You still doing
good?
Getting up anywhere around here?
Yeah. Actually, last time I got up was probably last Thursday. Cool. Yeah. So not much lately because in school we were making this film, so we've just been working really hard on finishing it up.
So what school are you in?
I came here for the summer program at UCLA. It's like a film production intensive.
Are we shit?
By the way, have we started?
I don't think we started.
Okay, right.
Cool. I think we started. We've already started. Yeah, fucking knowing Louis, we started. Right. If you've heard any of the podcasts, we've already started.
No, he's very, very pro, man.
So. Yeah. He's real pro.
No, look at the mics are nice and everything.
So why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Let me put a dick in the mouth. Hold on. Let's make sure we get a first thumbs up, partner. Are we all ready to roll?
Yeah, we're getting a thumbs up yet?
So my name is Andres Taboada, and I'm originally from Peru, but I live in Miami now.
That's awesome.
And I'm here spending the summer in LA doing stand-up and taking some film classes at UCLA. So,
can you say your last name one more time? Because I fucked it up four times
that night. That's fine. That's totally fine. Taboada.
Taboada, everybody.
Very good. Very
Tub of water is how I remember it. Taboada.
Tub of water. Perfect. Yeah. So, yeah.
You want to give that a shot, Darius?
Buck one. But I can say it probably better than he can. I'll say it the right way. Taboada.
Yeah, that's good.
Because he's very good. Mexican.
So you're out here for school. You said you've been doing comedy in Miami.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
You said you've been out here for school, but you've been doing comedy in Miami?
I've been doing comedy in Miami, yeah.
For how long?
It's going to be a year in September.
Okay.
So I'm pretty new.
Wait, when you say Miami, is it like Miami or like South Beach or whatever?
Miami, I guess 15 minutes south of South Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where do you stay in Miami? Like,
Coconut Grove. It's the area.
Okay, near FSU or whatever?
It's where the Miami Improv used to be.
Okay.
Okay. So FSU is way up north.
Oh, okay.
Miami Improv, which closed down, by the way, but they just reopened it somewhere else, I think.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, man.
But you started doing stand-up over here in California first,
No, I started in Miami.
You started in Miami?
I was going to grad school. I was fucking hating it.
Yeah.
And I just hated it. And I turned 30 and I was like, what?
What'd you go to grad school for?
International education. I used to be a teacher before that.
That would make everybody hate education.
Yeah.
Teaching English as a
Yeah, I was teaching. I was teaching in Thailand and was it for 2 years. Then teaching was awesome. It allowed me to travel, so that was fun. But I came here and learning about teaching, I fucking hated that. That was the worst. So I turned 30, started doing comedy. Yeah, man. So
where was the first place you went up?
First place ever was this place called the Catskills Comedy Club in Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
Hosted by Kevin Perry. And yeah, man, just fucking scary. You know the first time, you know?
Yeah,
it's just
sure.
You're like just shaking just to sign
so
your name.
So you had to go through like freaking like your life sucks.
Yeah.
You had to be in
turn
shambles.
30. Turn 30,
midlife crisis. Like, you know what? All right, comedy.
Yeah. It's time to do something I've always wanted to do. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed, man. For a year in, you're pretty funny.
Thank you so much, dude.
You had a great set the other day at a workout room. People that usually drown out, you got the entire crowd into it. So
I'm glad you liked it because that's all I got, dude. Like, I got nothing else.
That's seven. I
gave you my best stuff. Like some of you actually go there and you actually work stuff out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to like make a good impression, I guess, or something.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's all I got, man. So I'm glad you liked it. So,
well, shit is the start, man. So now film school.
Yeah. So, another thing I always wanted to do, but I never did. So I thought I would just fucking finally do it.
So you just said, fuck it. All the other shit I used to do, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm going to do with my real passion.
I'm going to get I'm going to get a real, I guess, 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Don't.
So hopefully the education will help me with that. And then in the evenings and weekends, pursue stand-up and
My own films. I was curious about this. Does film school actually help you?
I mean,
yeah, pussy.
This one, yes and yes.
That's a different type of film, bro. But
hey, baby,
I mean, I don't think you have to go to like a 4-year program. Because
I mean, you have all these things now where you can just do stuff on like if you have like.
I was impressed, man. Like my class, there were people that were 19 years old all the way to 45.
Oh, shoot.
And the 19-year-olds knew way more than anybody else from fucking...
Because they have it earlier.
Just from watching YouTube videos, and they just grew up with that shit, you know? Yeah. So amazing. I don't think you need film school to learn about film. You can do it on your own.
Yeah.
And I think most of the people that went there already and that already knew a bunch about it, like, kind of felt like they were wasting their time.
Yeah.
But the networking is pretty awesome. You meet a bunch of, like, cool teachers who are working professionals.
Oh, nice.
And that network is pretty important, I think. And for me, I just needed something that I can't... It's very hard for me to, like, just motivate myself to learn something. I can't. Like, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
So I needed something to, like, get me started, you know? Gotcha. So.
Tangible, something tangible on your plate, huh?
Exactly. Wow.
So, what kind of film have you been working with?
We made this film called The Editing Room. It's a 7-minute short, directed by Tyler Perry. That's his name. But, no, it's his.
Got all excited.
It's this white kid from Minnesota.
Was he in a dress?
It's a white kid dressed up like a black lady.
Madia goes to editing school. The Editing Room, and it was fun, man. And one of the actors didn't show up, so I ended up playing the dead guy. So yeah.
Oh, good for you, man.
Oh, wow. So did the dead guy have a speaking role first?
Oh, there's one line. I got one line.
Oh!
Yeah. But it wasn't the screening. Wasn't like a theater. It was packed. It was fucking unbelievable, man. So
that's awesome.
I loved it. Yeah.
So it's already over and done with? You're just riding the high, or?
Pretty much, yeah. I think that was the highlight, yeah. I think this is it. I think that was it, yeah. But he's going to, I guess, hopefully send it to festivals. Hopefully something comes out of it. But it was just good practice, man. Good learning experience. Now, if I go back to Miami, I like to make my own short film and just talk to comedians who want to act or something.
My question would be, you were in this film or this program, and you guys had to make this movie from beginning, from like writing
From zero, yeah. We all pitched ideas, and then his got picked. Like, we all got some votes, but whoever got the most votes, that idea was picked. So his was picked, so he wrote it and directed it.
Did you like it?
It's funny, because when he first pitched it, I was so worried about my own pitch being good enough that I didn't really listen to the movie, but to the idea.
90% of America.
I know, right? And then once the movies were chosen, that's the one that I felt more
than yours.
No, of course not. No.
Okay, so what was yours about the one that should have gotten made?
I don't know. Well,
let's get it made.
That's the one I'm making.
Yeah, let's do it right now. So, you got comics in our
casting. The four of you. That's it.
Nice.
Some of you has to play. One of you has to play the chick. So
one of us has to play the chick.
Some of you has to be okay with playing the woman.
Casting the four of us is like casting like the United Nations, man.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I want.
Keep it in. Yeah, there you go. Every race will be running to your film.
So my film would have been about this girl who is married to a guy, and she has this thing called histrionic personality disorder, which is like a just sick addiction to attention, right? And it's like a real disorder.
So every girl in Orange County.
Pretty much. Yeah. A lot of people.
Hey, honey, I think he's got a movie about you.
I think you need it to like be in the entertainment industry. I think you need something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And the seven symptoms are like... Eight symptoms are called... So there's an acronym for it. It's called Praise Me. So I wanted to... Like, P is provocative behavior. R means relationships are more significant than they actually are. And I want to make a scene for every symptom, so...
Oh, that's cool.
So hopefully I can do that once I get back to Miami.
And it would be an 8-minute short each
one. Exactly. Cool.
That's not bad.
I put that together because still...
That's the plan.
Matter of fact, when you don't see it next year on yours, Matt's already got it.
But I'm casting the same people.
Nice. But that movie that we ended up making, that was... Dude, I loved it, man. It was funny. It was a good learning experience.
So let's go technical on it. What did you shoot on?
We had this DSLR.
Okay.
We had a bunch of lenses that UCLA gave us. We had like amazing lighting equipment. Like,
oh shit!
$20,000 worth of equipment.
Okay.
Damn. We casted real professional actors because they just want to fucking get some work, even if it's not paid. Mm-hmm. The name UCLA says a lot to them. So man, that would have been awesome to hire some comedians, man. Probably.
No, but they all work for free.
So yeah, and I did the casting too. Like I read with the actors. And just, it was such a power trip, man, to have so much power over them. You know, they're like, there's just...
I would be like, no, do it in my accent. Yeah.
Sound like me, motherfucker. Me. Be me. You be me.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Was there any cute women that auditioned with you?
It was all males. Oh. Yeah, no, not a female role. So, yeah. No. And even the crew, it was all males. Only our assistant camera was a lady. So that was it.
Was she a dyke?
No,
wow.
No.
Just straight up, dude.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, one of them diesels, one of them butchers.
Yeah. I'm just saying, hey, maybe the movie should have been filmed a little bit different, called Gangbang Edit Room. I'm trying to get in this porn shit with you guys. I'm trying to come into it.
It's too hard, bro. You got to be organic with it, man.
I'm trying to fit in.
It's too hard.
I'm trying to act like I know what to do.
Darius, when I'm shaking my head, either people are turning it off or they're shaking their head at whoever's listening to this. Jesus, like,
that's only your opinion. My people are like, ooh, that nigga don't know shit about porn. Let me call him up.
What do you mean your people?
My white people.
Yeah. The AC was a Chinese girl, foreign exchange student. So,
AC is assistant camera?
I'm sorry?
AC is assistant
camera.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I hate when people do that. They, you know, when they say
this
stuff.
Is the only AC
we're
talking about in this house. What up, man?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's hot and fat. There we go.
Yeah, told you about 2 beers in. He'll start complaining about how hot it is in the house. God damn. So that's good, though. So besides the movies and all the shit, you're still going to pursue, like you said, comedy as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I want to do.
You got the bug.
So did your first time, it went well or no?
My first time went well for being my first time.
Oh, okay.
I think I went up there.
Did you laugh at yourself?
It is Florida. The bar isn't too high in Florida to begin with. It's all like fucking.
Oh, it
Jeff
was in
Foxworthy.
It was in the middle. Of, it was a summer. It was hot.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Area? Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And and it was this little club there, and just like 30 comedians probably waiting for a spot. But it went well, man.
And you got
and
hooked
I didn't
from day
say,
one.
I'm sorry.
You got hooked from day one.
Oh, for sure. Dang. Because I guess it went well enough for me. Like I got like at least one.
Yeah.
Semi-decent laugh,
yeah,
and that was enough for me.
That was your second time. Was that the worst?
The second was actually really good. Yeah. The second one, my girlfriend came out, and she actually taped it. Because I tried to tape the first one. It didn't work out. And then she taped the second one. And that went really well for being my second time again, you know? And then a bunch of shitty ones after that. So, yeah.
So what did your girlfriend think about your comedy?
She's excited about it. It definitely has changed plans for us a lot because the original plan was to finish grad school and then to go right back to Asia to teach, you know, because we fucking loved it there. I mean, I lived 2 years in Thailand. It was best 2 years of my life.
Is she Taiwanese?
No.
She's fucking Thailand, motherfucker.
Thai. Yeah, yeah.
I thought Thai was a form of food. I didn't know it was all about food.
That's all right. That's all right.
Hey, Matt, that's all right. This is my people. Hey. They're turning the shit off.
They're shaking their hands.
I learned the other day, Laos, Laotians. Learn all this shit.
Oh, you're learning.
Yeah. You know, I didn't get a lot of shit called in the Midwest, man.
I know.
We stopped on the thing.
I mean, when do we talk about these countries in high school, right? Like,
no.
It never happens.
True.
Yeah.
Tell Matt to fold his cape up in his little white hood.
Don't do that, please, man. It scares
me. Don't fold.
Well, so you met your girlfriend in Thailand?
Yeah, we did. We met at a salsa club out of all places.
Holy shit.
There's a salsa.
Yeah, dude. Thai girls can salsa.
Let me get this timeline straight. So you went to Miami to like.
Should I give you my like the short?
I'll do it. Yeah.
So born in Peru till I studied till I was 16 years old. High school in Germany, 2 years. Because I went to a German school in Peru and they had this program for like.
Why'd you go to a German school in Peru?
Because in Peru you either go to a German school, a French school, or a British school. So I went to a German school or an American school, I guess.
Okay.
So
German?
My parents chose German. I tell people that. I tell people that they did it because they were racist and they wanted me to learn from the best.
We are superior.
Because Peru, man, fucking racist. But German because they picked the school because they were going to teach us English eventually. They thought I might as well learn it there. And so Germany, high school in Germany, 2 years. Orange County and Long Beach for the next 9 years. Then India for 4 months. Thailand for 2 years. Miami for 2 years.
Holy
and
shit.
And now I'm back here.
All around the world.
Damn.
So you were out here for a while. Okay, so you did
9 years.
Okay.
Orange County and Long Beach. Did comedy. Wrote shit down to do comedy one day.
Yeah.
I just found the journal, and I'm doing a joke that is in that journal. It's fucking which means I'm not maturing.
How old was that journal?
Or it was just that good?
I guess that's it. Thank you. I'm sorry, what was that?
How old was that journal?
I mean, that was from 2003, probably.
So where were you there? Like India or?
No, I was here.
Oh, okay.
Just, yeah. Trying to fucking get that green card, man. So,
So how did you know? Because I got introduced through Facebook to you through Keith Carey.
Keith Carey, that's right.
Yeah, so how did you know him out here?
I went to this, so 6 months ago in December, I went to this open mic on Pine. Mm-hmm. Evan Cassidy hooked me in. They said that a friend from college that I went to. I went with at Golden West College. I went there the first few years.
Yeah.
And he told me, he hooked me up with Evan, went there to Pine, so in downtown Long Beach. I saw Keith Carey, thought he was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, he really made me laugh. And he was just trying shit out too, man, but I thought he was so funny. And then I saw him again at the Black Light District. And then one day he came to Miami just because for a wedding or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, we're on his timeline. Does anybody know of a book show I can do? I had a friend, Manny Garavito, doing a show there, and I just hooked him up, and so he gave me your contact.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Man, that's cool, dude.
So that's cool how it works with a network.
Really,
man.
It's so important, man.
It's so important. Every gig I've gotten here has been through somebody that I met through somebody through a show or something. So yeah,
people understand that's what 95% of this is.
Absolutely,
5% talent being hilarious. Yeah. The other part is just grinded and meeting people.
And I mean cross country network. Mm-hmm. I mean crazy.
Yeah, that's coast to coast, man.
Totally. Yeah.
Wait, so did you hook up any German chicks?
My God,
you give a shit about fucking comedy, dude. You have like an awesome life, like shit.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. It's been definitely interesting. Yeah. Germany sucked. Like it
really
did.
So
it, yeah,
really?
Yeah. Like
no?
Like I said, told you. I don't know if you remember, but that's when I found out I wasn't white. Really, like my whole life I was sure I was white because that's the way.
Wait, so they taught you German in German school as well, right?
In Peru, yeah.
So
yeah.
you know speak German and all that.
Yeah. English was my third language, man. I came here speaking English with a German accent.
Can you say something in German?
Wow. Looking Pakistani. So,
well, first off, you got a thick Peruvian accent. How did that translate to a German accent?
I appreciate my accent is still thick after living here for 14 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but no, it is. Like, you're all American Midwestern.
Absolutely. No, I see myself on tape and I'm like, holy shit, man, your accent is thick as hell.
Wait,
but yeah.
Say something in German.
I like, give me something.
Whatever, fuck, he just said. Yeah. Oh, look at
madam, your tits are fine today.
Fräulein.
Okay. Fräulein would be like miss. Okay. But I say like that. Yeah, Fräulein and the tittens in Geil.
Geil.
Whoa. Yeah.
Actually, I did.
Geil.
I actually took 2 years, and I just remember Strassenbahn was streetcar.
Yeah, good.
Frau was the big fat lady, and Fräuleins are the hot ones.
Frau is the big fat lady, nice.
You went
to Germany?
Well, I was there for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where is Schnitzel and Bratz?
Ohlenbrook. It's outside of Munich.
Got it. Okay, cool, in the south? Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It was cool times, man.
Yeah, I was up north, really cold. Fucking miserable. And then it was a little town. It was like a small town in Alabama. Set in Germany, and I looked like this.
Did you get a lot of hate?
Quite a bit of hate.
Really?
There were some skinheads that were because this boarding school was either foreign exchange students that did well in school and therefore got invited to this school and got a scholarship, and then German kids who just were hated by their parents and just sent there just to get them the fuck away from home.
So you were about 16, 17.
16, 17. Looked 10.
Right.
My first day, I get to school, and the teacher. I say, hi, I'm new here. And she takes me to my first class. She took me to the fifth grade, man.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, I'm older than these kids, man. She's like, I'm so sorry. And then she took me to 11th grade, which is
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because probably with all the German kids.
They're huge. I was short in Peru. So in Germany, I was just a late bloomer. In Germany, I was a midget, man. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, shit, that's hilarious. Yeah. So you're in Germany for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just hate. It just sucked the whole time.
It's like most of the time. I met some really cool people, like a bunch of. I hung out with the international kids, because they're wearing the same boat as I was.
Yeah.
And like Romanians, Polish, Russians, Czech, Slovakians. So
the Poles back in the Germany.
Sorry. It's kind of like that. Yeah. It is kind of like that. I mean, Germans are not very fond of immigrants.
I know they're not. They're not at all.
They thought I was Turkish, and they fucking hate the Turkish. They do.
Which is ironic because they have a lot of kebabs over there. And what else are you fucking eat at night, dude?
Doing their kebabs so good.
First off, you don't look Turkish. You have two eyebrows. That is.
I know, but dude, this is shaved.
He worked the middle out. He worked the middle out.
That's what I don't get about like America and fucking like Germany or in Europe. It's like you're hating on these immigrants who are giving you late night foods. Like
right
over here, we're
right?
Mexicans were coming over. Who the fuck are you gonna eat at night, dude? Like, what the fuck are you gonna eat?
I know, right? You should think about that 3 a.m. food.
And the same shit in Europe. It's like everyone's getting kebabs, dude. It's just delicious. And like, why are you really you fucking dumb?
I know.
Dude?
Where would you be, right?
Yeah.
What would you be eating without us? Yeah, I know.
So then you went after 2 years in Germany. You went to the States.
Came to the States 2001.
And that was LA.
I want to go back to Germany for a quick second.
Sure.
So at your age of 16 or so, weren't you able to go to the bars and shit there?
Actually, the boarding school, it was like all Catholic boy boarding school, but had a bar. part of the boarding school was a bar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it held by the priest?
No, was it?
Yeah,
pretty much. Isn't it they make their own beer like the monks? That's how Olenbrook was.
Oh, nice.
It was like the local monastery was like the local bar.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, ours wasn't that cool, but we had a bar there, and that's pretty much all we did. It was a shitty town. So
was there like a sister, like the all-girls school, like next door or something?
Not at all.
No?
No. I didn't see any vagina. One in high school, man. Not at all.
Wow. You're vagina.
Did you not like go over to like fucking, I don't know, Sweden or like
I know, right?
Places,
I was just broke.
Where the chicks just put out freely.
I know, right? I was just broke. And yeah, and also I looked so young. People, I mean, women didn't even look at me seriously. And I was just like a little kid. I mean, like I told you, they thought I was in fifth grade. So
yeah.
Okay. The girls I was going for, they could not care less, you know. So,
but you must have been like super horny.
Oh, no. All the time. Yeah, a lot, all the time. Yeah,
yeah, but like you look young, but then like inside you're like, oh,
I'm
God,
jerking off
like,
all the time,
just coming out your eyeball,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
But like you're
pretty
like,
much
you
it.
Can't, and no one's like taking you seriously.
Oh my God, yeah. I the school was right next door, so whenever we had a break, I would just head back to my room and. You know, just there was a jerking off motion I just did for our listeners.
So you had a roommate?
No, I didn't. Thank God.
Oh,
I had my own room. Yeah, no, that was.
I would have never left.
I would have fucking died. Yeah, that would have been the worst. Yeah. So, man, 2 years, and then USA. So yeah.
Oh. How'd you end up in the States, or did you just
my family moved here when I moved to Germany,
dude? You go to Germany,
yeah.
No, you're not us.
Yeah,
basically, like, you had to find them, is what yeah. No,
we're gonna go
bro,
get our
we just
green
got rid
card.
Of you.
Yeah.
Can we call you?
Like, why are you coming here? the plan was for all of us to come to California at once, but the scholarship came in and they called me, and I was like, no, man, I'm going to go with my family to the U.S. And then my mom said, who's on the phone? Oh, this lady wants to offer me a scholarship thing for Germany. Give me the fucking phone. He's going. Goodbye. And that was it.
Damn.
That was it. Yeah, that was it.
So mommy runs the pants in the house.
So no pushing in Germany. Come out to California with that accent. By the way, dude, no offense. Mm-hmm. Between Australia, you sound like every hot Spaniard that's ever come across.
Thank you so
Australia,
much.
What?
No, like Australian accents. Chicks dig that shit. They, you sound foreign. You sound ethnic.
Thank you.
But like, good thing.
I am.
Yeah. Like, fucking hillbilly.
No. But like that good kind of like girls are like, oh shit, here you go. I'm just going to pull him down.
Oh,
right
okay.
Now.
Yeah, like,
yeah, not like fucking, what's his name? Cuban Pete. Like, fucking
this is going bad.
No, he's fine. He's like Mark Anthony or something. Like, Mark
that's laughable, but like that, you're like, look into my eyes. Like,
thank you. I hope.
I feel like Puss in Boots is in here right now.
Thank you so much. That is Antonio Banderas, by the way.
So, that is, yes.
I wish all women thought the way you do, man. That would be great.
So when you came out here, didn't just open up a floodgate?
Not at all. I was still looking young. It fucking sucked, man. It was the worst.
Yeah. It's California. I think they like him younger out here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It also moved here right before September 11th. And then I found out that not only I wasn't white, but I also looked Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
And that sucked even more than Germany, man. So yeah. And that's where my material comes from, man. Just
are you full Peruvian or
yeah, which means there's everything,
yeah,
there.
Everything, right.
There's some white there, some yeah. European, whatever, Italian, Portuguese. My last name is Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
So who knows? Yeah, maybe some. I'm sure there's some black in there too. So. I'm hoping there is. Yeah.
From the waist down.
Yeah.
They did bring the slave trade up that one.
Exactly. They did actually.
Yeah, they
were
right that way. So,
and definitely not from the waist down. I already know that.
Okay. Yeah. Or his accent would be the only thing that they're going after. This is the question. So when you guys came to the States, your mom and dad were relocated here for a job?
Yeah. The first place they went to actually was Devon, Pennsylvania. It was completely white. They were only brown. They were the only brown family.
Yeah.
And then they moved to California. So, starting over. They had good jobs. They had a company in Peru, but they had two clothing stores, and both got robbed with machine guns and shit.
So then they were
like, you know what? It's time to get out of here.
That's kind of a sign.
It's inconvenient.
They're watching like footage of the LA riots. Like that's a nice town.
So like
you can go
Lima,
there.
You were
Lima.
You in Lima.
And also my dad had like a shed load of debt, so the bank just took everything.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. And then so
first
of all,
his accent got me because I thought he said a shed full of debt.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. I just had one beer, and the more I drink, the more
I like it.
Nice. Get him
the thicker my accent gets.
Yeah. Let's get him another beer.
Don't do it.
Well, what that accent?
You'll need.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's when we do the podcast.
Can I get some water too? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, sure. Oh, now you're asking for a lot. And
a burger?
I feel rude asking. Those I should go get my lunch.
Why? Don't feel rude.
Did you speak English at the time when you came over?
No, yeah. I guess I was fluent in English.
Oh, wow. This is all from the German school.
But still very uncomfortable speaking English because it's still. I had to process.
So you had the Germans teach you how to speak English.
Yeah, I had English class in German.
So they were like trying to train you to be a spy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You're a freaking Nazi spy.
Because like when I think in English, do you think in Spanish? You think in French? Do you think in German? And then you have to translate.
I mean, now after all these years, yeah, I do think in English when I speak. Okay. When I talk to my family, it's very every other sentence changes from Spanish into English.
And yeah.
I guess I'm thinking in Spanglish at that moment. Yeah. You know, whatever comes more quickly to me, that's the word. Like fluent, it will be Spanish, English, German. Those are fluent. French used to be fluent, but now it's kind of like intermediate level. I learned some Thai in Thailand. My dad lives in Brazil, so.
Did you have some Thai when you were in Thailand?
I had some time, man. Yeah. You have to have some time. Oh. But it's not really my type, to be honest, man.
Really?
They're super tiny, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're not, I don't know.
But don't they make you feel black?
They're really, totally. I felt still right. I did feel black. Yeah.
At that moment.
That was awesome. Yeah. That was great. But yeah, they're very bony and skinny and small. And I like bigger.
Yeah, some with some meat on it.
Cheers. Bigger, taller girls. Yes. I mean, I love it when I see an Asian woman who's like, full-figured Asian. I think that's fucking hot.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
Well, in America, we do.
Yeah, you have
some meat on that bone.
Yeah.
Those are like unicorns, dude. You're like, God damn.
Exactly.
Like, everybody wants them. Like, shit.
Exactly.
Especially one with a little bubble in their back.
Yeah.
That's in her ass. Not
that's
back.
Hilarious. Yeah. The hardest women in Thailand.
This guy's like, ooh, that Quasimodo bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. She's Asian. Love,
to be honest, the hardest women in Thailand used to be dudes. Like, that's just,
oh, that's
just straight up.
Which is so true, though.
Whenever it's so true.
Thailand,
they're tall. Well, yeah. They're like full figure because of, you know, the
little Thai boys
they got. Yeah.
Let's get into this. So we'll go.
Lady boys. Yeah. Is it lady boys? I just call them Thai boys.
Or are they called
Thai boys? Oh, my bad.
You were in the States, and then you went. You started learning how to teach, and you went to Thailand.
I got a degree in biology. I got to Long Beach.
Yeah.
Started working in a lab, made no money at all. So I had to supplement my income by teaching. So I got hired by this company.
How do you work in a lab and not get paid? That's like a drug dealer. What are you,
dude? It's the worst. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, all that knowledge that we, all that shit that we had to learn to do this, and they paid you $12 an hour.
For real?
Yeah, that was
working in a lab.
Shit. And because we're really doing just manual labor. I mean, we're fucking. I was just making bacterial colonies and just counting how many bacterial colonies there were. It was just stupid, man. So I started teaching part-time for this company that does SAT prep and shit, you know? And then I got my green card, and then they sent an email saying that they needed people in China and India. China was for 2 years. India was for 4 months. So I said, fuck it, let's go to India. And 2 weeks later, I was in India, man. It was
really?
Nuts.
Damn. Yeah. Vagabond.
Yeah.
Now, what do you have to teach Indians? You have to teach them like the telemarketing scripts and all that stuff.
Oh. Come on, man. Come.
And I'm just
his people, man. Be careful.
Yeah, come on, man. It's my Indians.
That's funny.
Hola, hola.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
I mean, there are, I'm sure, a bunch of schools that focus specifically on that. I mean, all of my friends in India had done that at some point, you know, that call center thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was teaching them. I was preparing to go to college here, so math and English.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And fucking
teach. So preparing them to come take jobs off of us, huh?
Pretty much.
Let them.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
They're taking programming jobs. Let them.
Dude, you know what the Indians really love to watch on television? Is their favorite thing to watch on television is the American Spelling Bee. Because it's a chance for them to see the Indian kids beat all of your asses.
Yeah.
they love it.
It's
man.
Just like the Ethiopians like watching the Boston Marathon.
Exactly.
They know
exactly.
damn well they're going to win. They finally had an American
win. That was Kenyans.
No, they finally had an American win last year, or this year, Boston.
I heard he was the bomb, though.
Oh.
Too soon?
Wow. Yeah, because he hasn't even finished court yet. Let him finish court. Then let's get on him. So that's cool, though, man. So do you have any plans of flying international again?
Now, hold on, dude.
Oh, you still want to talk about Thai boys.
We haven't gotten anywhere.
My bad.
You got three guys wanting to ask completely different questions.
Oh, dude.
You're just being assaulted.
We haven't even got to Thailand yet. So
I was trying to get out of the lady boy conversation.
Who says I'm going to go there? You're not going to go there. But I just want to see how this story goes. So you're in India.
Yeah.
How'd you end up in Thailand?
I was in there for 4 months in Delhi, in a horrible neighborhood. Like you think you
Slumdog's a millionaire.
Like you've seen the ghetto.
Yeah.
Dude, you have not seen the ghetto till you go to India.
Like those
man.
Where you gotta like sit and like shit in a hole kind of places.
Oh, dude, people were shitting everywhere.
Oh.
Smelled like shit and piss. 120 degrees Celsius.
Oh.
I mean, sorry, I'm talking 120 Fahrenheit.
120
sorry,
Celsius.
You'll be dead.
Like,
you'll be dead. Yeah, yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. So 120 Fahrenheit. So that's like 49.
For real, that hot?
Yeah, 49, 50 degrees Celsius. Yeah, it was
shit.
The fucking. And imagine all this hot shit and piss. Cow shit, dog shit, human shit.
In New Delhi.
New Delhi.
And every cow, they let the cows run around.
Oh,
wild, huh?
Crazy. Elephants there on the road. Monkeys came up to the classroom. They knock on the door, dude. They knock on, they were like, what was that?
He said they learned English.
It's crazy. Insane. Yeah. Insane, man. Insane. So that,
that
I hated
ain't dope.
It.
You got a lot of shit around in 22. That's not too dope.
So
I went to Thailand to visit just to check it out because I needed to like detox from all.
Well, how'd you choose Thailand? You're like, where is Lady Boys?
I know. I know. The nearest the Indian.
Siri,
the Indian Lady Boys weren't very impressive, so I had to find the good stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Went to Thailand for 2 weeks just to have fun, go to the beaches, and just
okay, cool.
party like crazy.
With your girlfriend?
No. I didn't have a girlfriend back then.
Okay.
So, and if you go to the tourist spots in Thailand, really, it's a bunch of white people. It's not Thai people, which I didn't care. I just wanted to party and get laid. And I did for 2 weeks, and it was awesome.
Did you went to Bangkok or?
I went to Bangkok first to the this street called Khao San Road. It's just tourists.
Yeah.
And then I went to just all the islands, just beach tour.
Yeah.
And they had
like
the full moon party there and everything.
Full moon party. What's that?
Oh, yeah, that's from like
amazing.
The movie The Beach, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What's a full moon party?
Well, they have like half moon, quarter moon. They have a bunch.
Oh,
of
just
shit.
What? Just
but it's
party
actually,
at night.
It's a humongous beach party, huge beach party with thousands of people on the beach, just drunk.
Oh shit!
Don't they release like those lanterns and shit into the
air? Those lanterns into
the
air.
That must be fucking cool, dude.
Oh, it's the best party.
You talking about a full moon party?
Full moon party.
In Thailand,
the best cheapest party you can go to.
How much? Is it free to get in?
The party is free, but the drinking costs like what? Couple bucks for a humongous bucket of ramen coke, you know, like
shit.
Yeah. So it's ridiculous.
That's
ridiculous.
Where we should make our nature trip,
dude. Mm-hmm. Seriously, like the dollar goes a long way in Thailand, man. Like you live like a king there, seriously. And
I heard $100, you get a lady boy for like a whole week.
Oh yeah, you can just marry her, you know. So.
Wait, so were you actually tricked by a lady boy?
Never tricked. I knew exactly.
No, but
what
you.
I knew exactly what I was getting into.
There was no trick, only treat for this guy, man.
That's why I'm right.
I doubled up, nigga.
Right, you come.
Yeah. Love it. Fucking
oh my
best.
God.
But are they only in Bangkok or are they like everywhere?
Oh, they Bangkok, all right.
Yeah. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Okay. Yeah, I mean it's pretty cool, man. They're very accepting of alternate lifestyles, I guess. So
for sure.
Girls holding hands with girls, lady boys and stuff, and yeah, the Americans were very fond of the lady boys. So
Yeah,
you always
tourists,
see that shit on like 2020 some like old white dude like leaves his wife, he's like, I'm from Thailand, and then like, you know, he's like some
So a lot of this marriage tourism going on there too, you know, just all their white guys going there to meet like a young Thai girl.
Oh, that's right.
It's kind of fucked up, you know.
Is it legalized human trafficking, right?
It's pretty close to that. And then people who go specifically for like sex tourism, full on human trafficking going on for sure. Yeah. So that's
weird, where you met your girlfriend?
I met my girlfriend for free. So
no money involved.
So you met your girl at a beach party or?
No, at a salsa club.
A salsa club.
Yeah. I went there. I signed up. It was like my first month or second or something like that. And I signed up for the beginner salsa class because I wanted to impress people. You know, like,
wait, so you went there? You went there?
Because you already knew what
to do. Because I was like, dude, I know. I mean, I'm Peruvian. I can salsa. If I go to a beginner class, you know, it's going to look good and, you know, whatever. I was so desperate.
Wait, so you were there for 2 weeks, but didn't you extend your stay?
That's not desperate. That's genius level.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, it fucking worked, right? I met my girlfriend.
Yes.
Sorry, Thailand for 2 weeks, loved it, went back to the States, was broke for 9 more months while applying for a job in Thailand in the same company.
Gotcha.
Went back. And just 2 years.
Stayed there for 2 years. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
so when you go there, do they put you up as residents and all that?
Or get you, they took care of me so well, man. Working visa, apartment. I mean, you had a one-bedroom apartment, swimming pool. My laundry will get done by this lady that lives downstairs.
I hear they're good with laundry.
Yeah. And
chiming in with the racist. I know.
And I keep saying,
I don't even know what to say.
I just want to make you feel like you're back in Florida.
Right? I sound like I'm agreeing with you. I know, right? Yeah. Florida's crazy, man. You leave Miami, forget it. That's it. It's a different country.
It's a hillbilly.
It's
country.
The panhandle's the worst spot.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Crazy. You start hearing southern accents and shit. Yeah.
Everybody talking about po' folks, and you know it's a restaurant.
Yeah. The Cubans are pretty conservative for the most part too, like Republicans and stuff. So.
Do you get mistaken for Cuban at all?
I mean, actually, Miami. The cool thing about Miami is that nobody assumes anything because there's everything there.
Yeah.
Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans.
Now that's only in Miami.
Only in Miami. For go out for Lauderdale, it's
you do 2 hours a week and you're all hillbilly.
America only knows three Latino types.
Yeah.
Anything west of the Mississippi is a Mexican.
Yeah.
Anything in Florida is a Cuban. Anything near New York is a Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican or Dominican.
Yeah, Puerto Rican
or Dominican.
And they have also Orlando. They call them Orlando Ricans.
Yeah.
Orlando is a lot of Puerto Ricans. Yeah.
Which is just really weird. There's so many different races. When we were in Miami.
Totally. Dude, oh, cool. You guys.
We only went for a visit.
Awesome. Yeah.
South Beach, though. See, I'm sorry.
Awesome. Nice.
Huh? No, but I make the mistake because my wife is Mexican.
Did anybody think that you were Haitian at all? Did that happen?
No, but they probably would have tried to sit my ass back over there.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, the storm was coming in, and we had to get out.
Yeah, big Haitian population there too. So crazy. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, they talk to my girlfriend's like super white, like really, really white, and they still talk to her in Spanish because they assume she's Cuban.
She's Spanish?
Yeah.
So does she speak Spanish?
Barely. Yeah, she's trying.
Like
but
menu Spanish at best.
Menu Spanish. She knows that.
But where's she from?
Small conversation Spanish. Born in Maine.
Oh yeah,
shit!
She is white.
Elementary school in North Dakota.
Oh shit!
Did she get any whiter?
High school in Wyoming.
Oh damn!
Well, I think she's doing the Oregon Trail in Wyoming.
Yeah. If the fucker said she stopped in Donner Pass, I was gonna be a little afraid about this. Yeah.
And college in Wyoming, and then she moved back to Boston, and then wanted to teach abroad, do the same thing I did.
Okay, so then you were at the salsa club.
Yeah,
that's where you met your girl, and you wanted to show off. Did you? So it worked.
It totally worked, man. She was a foot taller than everybody else there.
Let me show you how to do this.
I know. I totally went with the stereotype. Yeah, like, oh, look at me, you know.
Yeah.
Latin flavor, whatever.
Dropping that machismo. Dropping that machismo on everybody.
Yeah.
Who was the instructor? Was he Thai?
He was Thai, yeah. But he could dance,
He was good.
He was really, and the Tigers are really good at salsa dancing. The Indian girls were also good at salsa dancing. I went to a salsa club there, too. And crazy, man. So, yeah. You wouldn't expect it, right? But yeah.
No, you would. Have you not seen Bollywood? They dance their asses off.
That's true.
Yeah, but they do a different type of dance.
Dancing's dancing. Once you got the fucking rhythm,
that's
you
only
got
a
the
white
rhythm,
person.
Man.
That's only a white person.
Gloria Estefan taught me that shit.
Yeah. Have you ever watched
Miami Machine.
Have you ever seen a Bollywood movie ever? It's like a 3-hour movie about a guy and a girl not making out with each other, pretty much. Like, they get really close, and then they turn away.
I've seen the complete opposite of that.
Really? Oh, yeah, me too. Like, on YouPorn and shit?
I saw Slumdog Millionaire.
Wow.
It's a good movie. I like the movie.
He's not as head for a pro, like, look at how cultured I am. I saw a Bollywood movie made in America that won a lot of awards.
Yeah. Dude, that was actually made in India.
Indians complained about it because they said that it didn't portray their country.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
Yeah. India's dirty.
It's
come on,
shitty
let's get
ass
over
country.
Yeah, it's and very
a lot
dirty.
Of crime.
If you go to the outskirts of the cities or whatever, it's beautiful, nice, nature, clean, but the cities are fucking nasty, man. Mm-hmm. They are so
violent.
Yeah. So,
there's actually, you can actually, do they call them paupers? The career, the professional beggars are everywhere, right?
Yeah. That's the thing, you can't avoid. Every morning on my way to work, like, you would ride this rickshaw, right? So it's all open doors or whatever. And every day, just a shitload of people grabbing on you.
So when you speak, you're teaching English there, right?
Yeah.
Do they end up sounding like you?
That's
like Indian kids sound like you?
Yeah, no, I was teaching them Peruvian
English.
It's
the whole Peruvian problem. Yeah.
It's a bunch of Indians sounding Latino now all over the States, man.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I did that. Yeah. On purpose.
It's perfect because now you're going to pick up Dell tech support. You're like, where the fuck is this? Yes.
Are you in Latin?
It's a new breed, man. It's a new breed. Yeah. That's so
no,
cool.
No, but like, I gotta
got
say,
a new bit right there.
Thank you.
You do
thank
have
you.
A good accent, so it's not like not, no diss no. on it, but it'd just be yeah. funny if they did.
Totally,
right?
totally. And I did yeah. I did actually mention that in the Rio Vista a little bit about that. That I mean, people in general are surprised when I teach them. I tell them I teach English. I mean, I teach English here, too. I teach mm-hmm. the same thing.
Oh, to, you're like, still doing it?
To white kids here. Yeah, that's my part-time job
wait,
in Florida.
You're teaching English to white kids.
Exactly. Because
Matt,
you because
I had to look at you, man.
Because they don't know grammar for shit, man. No.
Yeah. Grammar, they're lost.
Grammar hasn't been taught in our country since 1973.
Yeah, like I had to teach them how to use the word whom. Like they don't know that.
Whom? Yeah. Whom it may concern.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Instead of like, what's up?
Yeah. They don't use adverbs.
Who be this?
Yeah, they use TTI.
I run quick. No, man, I run quickly. Come on. Yeah. Fucking learn your language. I did it. Yes. But I had to learn.
Yeah, so you should too. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Do they ever throw back at you? Technically, we don't have a national language.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We do, but we don't.
Yeah, we do, but we don't. Yeah.
Continental Congress versus New York.
Yeah.
You guys, we're going to get history on this right now?
No.
All right.
Yeah,
my U.S. history is not very good.
We're almost speaking German in this country.
We can speak German.
He would have loved it.
No, I would not.
Yeah, flashback to silly shit.
It is the furthest thing from the sexiest thing.
Oh, it's a scary fucking language, isn't it? Yeah.
See, I used to think that too until I saw like Heidi Klum on like one David Letterman, and she's like, she broke the stereotype. I think it's who's speaking it.
Heidi Klum won. Yeah. Maybe, maybe one other person.
Every fucking hot German chick.
Yeah.
It just takes a hot German chick.
Even that girl that used to date Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, she... That little tall blonde bitch. That
you talking about Thor?
No.
She's cute.
Sylvester Stallone's old wife.
No, she was hot. Red Sonja. She was in Red Sonja.
Yeah, but she's German ass.
Something, yeah. She was with Flavor Flav now.
Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah.
No, I think she's...
She was Amazonian.
Yeah, on Amazon. She was something like that, Swiss or something.
Oh, was she Swedish?
Okay. I don't know, but yeah, around there in Dutch.
She spoke some different language, though,
right?
On his ass on the phone on that Flavor.
Italian, so. Right? Was he speaking Italian with her boyfriend or whatever? Yeah. I'm embarrassed that we all saw this show.
Yeah.
Don't look yourself in.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Whoa. Everybody take your hat off. We just fucked up. Louis, can you edit that part out? We know that ain't happening. Shit. We know that is not happening.
I'm gonna learn a new language to tell you no.
which one is that?
Nine. I don't know.
We got nine on it? We got five on it.
So when you were growing up, was just being all international, what did you watch in terms of comedy? What was like, what made you laugh?
Let's see. I don't think I started watching stand-up till I moved here, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Peru's humor back then was very, I guess you call it slapstick, right? Very,
oh, okay.
Who's one of the bigger comedians?
Very vaudeville. I mean, now that it has changed, there is a stand-up comedy movement now. Mm-hmm. So the ones I look up to the most is this guy called Carlos Alcantara. He just did a one-man show in Glendale the other day, and it was like...
What, he didn't do it in Peruvia?
Packed with Peruvians.
We're talking about Peruvia, by the way.
No. He's in Peru. He just came here for like a tour.
Oh, yeah, just for the show.
Yeah. And then this stand-up comedian, the one that I know of is Walter Chuyo. And it's funny because he comes from the Andes, and he moved to Lima. So his experience is very similar to mine in that, you know, just a foreigner going to Lima... facing racial discrimination or whatever, and how he dealt with that, you know. So I love that guy. He's fucking awesome.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So
which country do you like the best?
I can actually answer that.
The country where I felt the most at home since I left Peru. I can't fucking talk anymore, man. Two beers. The country where I felt the most at home since I left Peru, Thailand. For sure. Most welcomed. Where I lived. Also, I was fucking broke here. In Thailand, I lived like a king. I mean, there's no way to even compare the two, you know?
And that's why you try to get back there, huh?
That's why I was trying to get back there till I found comedy.
How's the stand-up scene over there?
In Thailand,
mm-hmm.
It's funny because that's where I watched my first open mic comedy
what?
Night in Thailand.
Oh.
A bunch of British dudes put it together, and it was fucking horrible. Just because it was the worst. I mean, the most experienced guy had been doing it for like 3 months, you know? So it was so bad. And then they had an actual comedy show where you paid to get in, but their trick was like you paid 500 baht, which is like, how much is that? Let's call it like... $15, $20, something like that. And you could drink as much as you wanted.
So they get everybody that
that's
drunk.
Other people too. Yeah.
Well, and then, $15 all you can drink.
Yeah.
And then there's you a get comedy it. Show here now.
I know exactly. People went crazy, and what they did is that when they got on, when the comedians got on stage, they wouldn't serve any alcohol anymore, so that people would pay attention. Worst mistake of their lives, because everybody started chanting, "We want beer, we want beer," and fucking the worst comedy show ever. But I'm so glad I watched it, and I'm so glad I went to that open mic, because I was like, dude, if they can fucking do it,
you know? Like, holy shit.
So yeah.
So going back to like, do you get, I just think of like all the weird stuff you can drink out there.
Oh yeah,
there's like a lot of three penis wine, like all that shit, like the snakes in the bottle. And
it's fucking yeah. You can drink like snake blood if you want. I didn't. You can drink like mushroom shakes.
What was the craziest?
Is this in Thailand or is this?
It's Thailand. It's Thailand.
Okay, this Thailand.
Special mushrooms.
Yeah, magic like, mushrooms. They're called magic shakes.
Uh-oh, Louis getting his visa together.
Magic shakes, yeah. Guys, seriously.
Ready to go.
You, dude, if you can, you have to go, man. You've got to fucking go there. It's the best.
A Dim Nuts trip to
Thailand. I mean, the only expensive thing.
We'll get Chris a run raffle ticket.
It's a $1,200 round trip now?
Let's see, to LA. No, to LA, you can get it for, the last time I flew here, I mean, it was like 4 years ago, but I got it for like $900.
Okay.
A round trip. So, and the that will be the only thing you will be spending money on. Anything else? Just not you.
We should bring her in here because she travels the world. Yeah. But I got a friend. She was there for 4 months, and she only spent like $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And she lived.
Whoa.
Exactly,
dude.
And some people get a job there as a bartender or whatever, just to have a place to sleep, you know. And they stay there for months and years and whatever. So yeah, man, definitely. Dude, if I could do stand-up comedy in Thailand, I'll be in Thailand.
Okay.
Yeah, like bar none, for
so
sure.
So you saw this comedy show, you're like, dude, these people suck, I could do this.
And I was like, I'm going to sign up for the next one. But it was on Monday evenings, and I ended up working every fucking Monday evening until
I left. That sucks.
Yeah, and never got to do it there.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I getting boring? What's up?
No.
Oh, your knee.
No, I'm pounding to get another beer. Yeah, I'm self-medicating.
Gotcha,
right
in your knee, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And never got to do it there. So then moved here, was here for a year, turned 30, hated my program, did my first gig.
Your alcohol program?
So you're really out of the grad school then, and now you're doing like the film, or are you still?
I graduated
oh, okay.
In April. Yeah, I just got my diploma a couple
Masters?
Days ago. Yeah,
congrats,
man.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
In what?
International education.
Oh, okay.
Because it was just what I was doing, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, are you TESOL certified and all that stuff?
I am. I got it in Thailand, but we just paid this guy to give it to me, you know? So it was pretty much that, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, you can do that there. So yeah, it cost, I think it was $300, and he just, 2 days, and
dang.
It was done, yeah.
Shit, I want one.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. I mean, you just need...
We'll go start our own comedy club.
Dude. I mean, no, you could totally do this. You could go there. And now there's people who actually want stand-up comedy there. There are these guys that I'm talking about. They're doing their shows there right now. You guys could go there as, you know, like this American group of professional comedians, you know, and go there and have a fucking big show. And I think that shit will work, man.
I'm looking at the Asian guy on the cast.
And you pay, and you pay your ticket that way.
Shit.
That could work, man.
Looking at the Asian guy on the cast and cool. Get your
why
shit.
Why do I gotta do anything?
That's
your people, but Ray, I don't work.
Ray, what's your background?
I'm half Chinese and half Vietnamese.
Yeah. Half Chinese.
It's close
finally,
enough.
Finally,
it's
close
yeah. Enough. The yeah. Last name is Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Mandarin Chinese. Yeah, he's Mandarin.
Yeah. Is that right? Or
yeah. No, not even close.
He's Cantonese then. Fuck it. There's only two. Get right.
Nice. You would say so saying on the fucking mic, Louis.
Dude, my first friends I ever made in this country were all Vietnamese, man. Like, I went to Golden West College.
That was
yeah, that was an answer right
first
there.
First math class.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I came here, I was like, okay, fucking Baywatch. That's what it's going to be like. Right? And I it was my first class. It was a math class.
Yeah.
It was 30 people. 28 Vietnamese, one white girl, and me. That's all. Yeah. Great. I was like, what the hell is this? They were super cool, man. They were nice. So, yeah, my first friends were Vietnamese.
Welcome to the community college,
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly.
Yeah, welcome to the community college.
And I was their only non-Vietnamese friend. So, yeah. So, that was great. And they were like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Sure. Yeah. You guys call them, you have a name for the new arrivals, right?
Yeah, fobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Fobs. Is it fobs?
Yeah.
They don't confusing fucking food and fucking like...
In, fresh off the boat.
In Miami, that does it. They don't know what that is. They think you mean Cuban, you know?
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 So, yeah.
Shit.
Good stuff, man. And damn. I just had fun earlier today. I appreciate your culture,
this
man.
This is an international fucking episode, man.
Yeah, this is definitely a fucking world traveler there. Yeah. Motherfucking Mr. World Traveling. So your girl wanted to move back to Thailand too?
She wanted to move back to Asia. That was our plan, man, to just do this forever. Yeah. And to maybe even Brazil, where my dad is. But with this, everything
so Pops moved back to Brazil?
Yeah, they got divorced here. Oh. As soon as I got here, they got divorced.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
they sent you to Germany. They came out here to save the marriage.
Yeah, couldn't you guys do it before or fucking after? You know, they just right when I got here, they got divorced. And my dad's in Brazil now, fucking loving it.
That's another great place to be.
Online dating like crazy. Oh my God, dude. The girls he gets are so out of his league, it's ridiculous. They're desperate.
Because they're new to online dating.
They're desperate. They're fucking lonely. He has an accent, so they love that shit.
Where is he in Portugal, Brazil? Though, is it? Sao Paulo?
An hour from Sao Paulo, it's a beach town called Guarujá. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's another place you guys have to go to, man. Yeah.
So you went there as well, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But just to visit him,
Sure.
So like,
we're gonna be going.
I should have done that. Yeah, I should have done that. Yeah.
Wow. So your dad's kind of running that little town, or?
He met this lady, and she's a doctor, and fucking great to him. And
yeah, he caught up.
Yeah. I'm telling, get married. Like, come on, what are you waiting for? You're like, you're 60. Like, it's not gonna.
Oh, no, let him stay. Let him stay.
You're 60.
I just want somebody to take care of him. I don't want him to ask me for money, you know?
Yeah.
I want him to, like.
He has a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
marry the girl. You know? No, really?
If she's excited the way it is, keep it the way it is.
Maybe I think he thinks the same way.
Yeah, love her. Don't break the boat.
I know.
Sorry, don't rock the boat.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Maybe your mother ruined him for. Damn. Forever.
So mom's still in the States, though.
Yeah.
Glendale, or did you say no?
She, my mom's good now, happy. She's a realtor.
Where's she at?
She's in Irvine. Yeah.
Oh.
Probably dealt with her before. I used to deal with real estate agents for 5 years. How long has she been doing it for?
Fuck, it's been like at least 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, during the market, you know, when that was bad. That was bad. But now she's doing really good. And yeah, she also is about to get remarried.
Oh, okay.
So both my parents are about to get remarried. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. At least they found out.
They're happy. Yeah. They're both happy, man.
Siblings?
Two sisters, one older, one younger.
Okay.
Older one in Lakewood, younger one in Culver City.
Did they have to go through like boarding school too?
No.
Just
they,
you?
They,
because
yeah,
he's got
yeah.
a scholarship.
Because they didn't get good grades, you know? So.
Oh.
Sorry.
They were dumbasses.
Sorry, sisters. Oh, my God. Oh, they're going
to
listen
to
this.
They were Leo. So
no, that's fine. I
it's like when you
comment.
Were raised to find a man, I was learned to get the education. It was different for a man.
No, but
different
there's some truth to that. I mean, not that, but... But I mean, oh shit.
Yeah,
right?
There's
some truth in that. Like, I was always expected to be the boy and the successful one. So they always pushed me academically way more than they did my sisters. That is true. So, yeah, I don't know where I was going with it.
No, it was here. And then when my baby brother got born, they're like, no, fuck, man. We got another chance.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's pursuing
They're all doing that. They're all living that American dream, man. That old school American dream. They're all
like kids.
We're all
house.
Living it. Like, yeah. I mean, we all did. We all came out of it. We were fucking dirt poor when we came here first, and now we're all doing pretty okay, man. I mean, I'm still broke, but I went to school.
You're not broke, is what you're saying.
Yeah. You ain't shitting on the street.
You ain't shitting in the street.
I think for fun.
I think that's
recreationally
for anybody, though. Like, I think we need to see that as Americans. We need to see how other people in other countries are living, because we lose sight of that. Like, we think we have it bad. Shit, we ain't got shit bad.
Definitely to
complain
be here.
About shit like that.
I mean, whenever people are having a tough time here, because it is tough when you first arrive here, but you'll also think to yourself, like, this is going somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's...
Yeah, there it ain't going shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
you're
still the giant allure of this country, man. Like, you can make it here.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Even with the market crash, it still was... fewer people were coming, that is true. There was still a reason to, like, come here. So, yeah. Yeah, man.
So you caught the train up here, huh?
That's so fucked up. I did it. I flew. Yeah. From Germany, motherfucker.
Yeah. I came in the other route.
good.
They snuck me in right before 9/11.
I know, man. That's what he said. Oh, yeah. That sucked, too, man. Like, yeah. I could have gotten a green card, like, maybe really quickly.
Yeah.
That shit happened. Shut down. Took me 6 years.
My ex-girlfriend's mom almost got deported.
Holy
shit.
Because
of that shit. By the way, she's been living in this country 25 years. She just never got her citizenship. Been here forever and ever and ever. And they almost shipped her back to Canada. She's from England.
Damn.
She became a citizen of Canada.
They get in trouble too? Holy shit. Yeah. They get in trouble too?
Really? Never hear about them.
Everybody. When that shit happened,
I thought those were
just fucking hardcore.
I thought those were the likable immigrants, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
those are the Wall Street immigrants.
Yeah, exactly.
Over here with their smiles, maple syrup.
They're called expatriates. You know, that's the white immigrant expatriate. that's the name for it.
This used to be their place.
So have you gone back to Peru at all?
I went back in 2007. So I left in 99, went back in 2008, and then. Yeah, that was it.
A lot of shit changed.
That's it. That's it.
Different?
It's way better now. I mean, my friends are happy. None of my friends are like looking to move out.
Right.
At home. But when I first left, they were all trying to leave.
Dang, that's pretty crazy.
Now they got good jobs. I mean, they're living well. In Peru, also, if you're in middle class, you live well, man. Like you have mates, you have a driver.
That's middle class.
That's middle class. And you go to private school. So yeah,
that's middle class. America's got that shit fucked up.
How big is the difference between?
Yes.
Well, because to me, if there's a middle class, it means there's three classes. There's poor, middle, and rich.
Exactly.
What is the difference between middle and poor?
Huge. Okay. Exactly what you're imagining. Yeah.
So then there technically isn't a middle class if you think of it.
I guess
isn't it the wealthy and then the
yeah I mean Irish? but then there's upper class, and those are just like another level of wealthy, you know, so yeah, right. But yeah, so our
like,
middle,
like the Walton family,
yeah, pretty much
they're the ones that have slaves.
I'm sorry,
they're the ones that have slaves.
I mean, I think the middle class, if you see how much they're paying the maid, I mean, they're paying like a couple hundred bucks a month pretty much. I mean, that's, to me, it's a form of slavery, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Indentured servitude, at least. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think the middle class is kind of fucked up, too, man. But it lives pretty well, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of comfortable. I wasn't complaining back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, now looking back, I am, but, yeah.
You threw your laundry on the floor.
Yeah. I know, dude, I didn't pick up my laundry from the floor till I moved to this country, dude. I didn't know what that was. I didn't do my laundry till I fucking came here.
Oh, this must have been my daughter. She throws her shit all over
but
the floor.
Isn't that horrible how we're raised? That was the worst. Yeah, that was a wake up call that I'm glad I got. You know.
Yeah, because you need to pick your shit up.
You need
up
to pick
and
your shit
it.
Up, man. Just clean up after yourself, man. So yeah.
Yeah, because not only that, it's just a sign of respect. Of your
absolutely.
Own shit. That's your own shit.
Absolutely. Yeah, but yeah, so when you're raised, like, you know, you just throw your clothes anywhere and then they magically are folded into your
dresser. Yeah, when you were.
Yeah. So that was bad. I will never do that shit to my kids, man, for sure. Unless I'm in Peru and living well.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's bullshit.
Has your girlfriend been to Peru?
No, she hasn't. I have to take her there. Yeah. Oh, my God. People are going to be so impressed. Yeah. Tall white girl with me. They're going to be...
They're going to think you're rich.
He did it right, man.
Yeah, he's
right.
Wealthy. wealthy. He flew first class down here.
They're going to be very impressed.
But that's cool. You still keep in touch with friends from Peru.
Yeah. A bunch of them. A bunch of them did leave, like when I left or a little earlier. We're all with Facebook and everything is just so fucking easy, you know?
Yeah. So, and then one other thing, your family though, they all support your comedy and you.
Oh,
the
they're super happy about it. Yeah. Just this last show I did, I think it was like a couple of weeks ago. It just did not go well, man. I bombed so hard. Like, it was just all comedians, but just did not give a shit whatsoever about who was there.
So you were in LA.
Which happens. Which fucking... Yes.
Yeah.
Which fucking happens. And that's the one my family decided to come out to, of course. Not the one at the Rio Vista. Not the one that I did the week before. They came to that one, which is like the worst one. And I'm doing so horribly. And my mom and my brother-in-law are there too. They're not fucking laughing. So I get off the stage. I'm like, why did you guys fucking laugh? You're like, you know, they're like, dude, seriously, we felt so bad for you. We could not laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's next time fucking laugh.
Just laugh.
All right, just laugh.
Tell laugh is contagious.
I don't care how bad you feel. Just fucking laugh. So that sucked. And but they're still supporting it. So yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So you're going back to Miami. Are you going to do the LA push and come back out here then?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Miami. hopefully get that short film done. But while I'm there, I'm going to apply for jobs here and then move back here. It just makes sense with my family being here. Makes no sense for me to live in Miami.
You and your girlfriend live together in that?
Yeah, yeah, we do. And we're going to move back here together.
So now
yeah.
she doesn't mind moving with her. Where's her family? In Maine still?
Her family's still in Wyoming, so she doesn't want to go there at all. Oh, no, so yeah, she's fine not being there. Yeah.
Wyoming, is that one of the, like, their two square states? Literally, it's just a square. They're like, this is your...
Oh, yeah. It is kind of. It is
just straight. That's the only road where you can fall asleep and not wreck.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's straight.
Yeah, just
take a nap.
That is by far the most exotic place I've ever been to. Yeah. By far.
That was Wyoming. No.
Oh, I mean, just people dressed as cowboys, like, for real.
Yeah.
And then at the bar, you can order a spit cup. You can actually do that.
Like an old school spittoon?
Yeah, I'm going to Wyoming, motherfuckers. It's a little plastic cup with a toilet paper on the bottom. That's your spit cup.
They did that shit at the My Good Show at the clubhouse.
No way. That's awesome. I chew tobacco. That's fucking gross, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I chew tobacco. Fuck you guys.
You like it?
I love it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Oh, okay. They do that there or what?
Well, yeah.
The right, hipsters cool. do.
Yeah. I think it's like you have to get used to it.
Baseball a lot.
So for our listeners out at Miami, all 3,000 of them.
Oh, I'm gonna promote you guys on Facebook. Hopefully, you will have some Miami listeners.
Nice, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. We do have Miami listeners.
Do you have any upcoming shows out Miami that anybody needs to know about then?
No, I don't even know. I don't think they know where I am right now.
So like, I gave a damn.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not to the Everglades, baby. Exactly.
He was here and then he wasn't, but I guess he'll be back soon. So yeah, I'll be back there and hopefully get some book shows.
What's the comedy scene like in Miami?
It's very small. It's small. Yeah. The good thing about that is that you pretty much know every comedian after doing comedy for a couple of months. You know every single comedian out there.
Yeah.
So that's the good thing. There's some really funny people out there, and they're trying, but the thing is that as soon as they get really good, they leave, you know, because and they come here or New York. So
that's what everybody does.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly. And I guess the bad thing is that, you know, it's a lot of people who know each other. It's kind of clicky, so you have to kind of like really work your way into those book shows.
It's like Orange County, yeah.
Totally, right? Yeah.
That's cool though, man. So good luck and much respect, and I want you to stay in touch with us.
Oh, dude, for sure. I'll be back here, man.
How do we find you on like social media and stuff?
Let's see. I'm on Twitter.
Andreas Ladyboy Lover.
So at Tabuada Andres. So on Twitter.
Can
and
you spell
Facebook.
That? Because
no, actually,
I know.
Can we? Yeah, just a little bit. A little less accent on that.
I'm gonna try, man. I'm gonna try to say Peruvian last name with less Peruvian accent. Yeah. All right. So hold on a second. I think I should just spell it out. So at and then TABOADA.
Tabuada.
I'm still lost. Fuck it.
You
just say it.
Well, you both said
it. I said it four times before going to the microphone that night. No, we'll get it. The mic, and I'm like,
it's hard,
Anthony,
man.
Tub of water coming out. His name's not even Anthony. I'm just like,
yeah.
No, we'll get it.
Andres Tabuada, just, I think if you just find that, you should be able to find it.
So. We'll have it spelled correctly on the episode as well.
Thank you so much. You spelled it correctly on the little flyer you had.
I did.
That was good. That doesn't always happen, man. So thank you. Thank you for that. That was great.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming out to the studio, man.
Sure.
Really,
dude, thank you
busy.
So much for having me.
Yeah.
I've checked out your other episodes, and I know for a fact that I'm the least successful comedian of this entire history of this podcast.
That's never the case. We still have Darius.
That's not nice.
Which is true. True. But he's riding on my nuts. But
Nice.
I guess taking me to
chocolate.
But yeah, thank you for coming, guys. I really appreciate it.
Really appreciate you coming out. You want to hang out, man? We're very welcome to.
For sure, feel free to hang out.
All right, man. We're going to wrap up this episode. Check us out. We're on social media under Them Nuts with a Z. Holla.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, because we have got more to come.